This is North Shore Today for Friday, August 5, 2016. Sunrise at 5:39 a.m., sunset at 7:57 p.m. Checking out the papers in the area, Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that the company in line to pick up Gloucester's recycling and trash collection contract in less than 2 months had submitted a proposal last spring that would have cost the city $80,000 a year more than the one the city had accepted from Hill's disposal. But the bid by JRM Hauling and Recycling of Peabody was virtually identical to the Hills proposal in terms of service the company would provide. And Gloucester Public Works Director Mike Hale says he's hopeful the city and its residents will see few, if any, changes in trash and recycling services when the city's split with Hills becomes final as of September 30. Ray Lamont continues to write that the city sent a notice to Hills on Wednesday informing the hauling company the city was canceling its contract, a 5-year deal just signed in May, for trash and recycling collection and other waste services, effective September 30. Hale and Mayor Safathia Romeo-Taken said they have been in talks with JRM to take over the city's services as of October 3. Now, Gloucester is not the only Cape Ann community affected. Manchester by the Sea town manager Greg Federspiel said Thursday that his town has not received letter of cancellation from Hilts, contrary to a report in Thursday's Times. He said Hilts officials indicated it would like to continue working with the town. The third year of a 5-year contract with Hilts has just begun. It cost the town $244,000 annually. Julie Manganis and Taylor Rapalier write in the Salem News that lawyers for a foam manufacturing business and an adjacent IT firm that went up in flames in Peabody last month, along with their insurance company, are scheduled to be in court Friday seeking an injunction to stop the city of Peabody and the landlord from going ahead with demolition of the gutted building. According to separate complaints filed late Wednesday in Salem Superior Court, city officials ordered that the demolition resume Thursday. But investigators for National Fire Insurance Company of Hartford, CNE Direct's insurance company, said they're still investigating the cause of the July 12 fire at the Lifoam Industries plant on 5th Street and need one or two more days to complete the work. The fire burned for a week and caused an estimated $20 million in damage. The building was owned by Peabody WR Properties and leased by Jardine Lifoam and another business, CNE Direct Inc., which was displaced by the fire. After much debate, the Lynn School Committee has passed their budget. Bill Newell has that story.
After a contentious debate, the Lynn School Committee passed a $138.5 million school budget. Bridget Turcotte writes in Friday's edition of the Daily Item, disagreement revolved around an extended day program that the panel wanted to see included in the spending plan. Committee member Donna Coppola lobbied for the program that proponents say would benefit families. Quote, most communities around us have this extended day service for their kids, she said. I wanted to see it in this budget. To pay for it, Coppola proposed cuts including money from security systems, technology network, and also maintenance and supplies. John Ford, a committee member, argued that the board doesn't have enough expertise to decide on making cuts. Superintendent Catherine Latham opposed any changes in the budget. She said it is too late, noting that contracts have been signed and commitments have been made. I'm Bill Newell for MSONewsSports.com.
All right, sir, thank you. Taylor Rapalier writes in the Salem News that 2 years ago, a Peabody resident drafted a bill designed to protect seniors from systemic bullying in subsidized housing. This week, Jerry Halberstadt's bill was put on Governor Charlie Baker's desk for his signature. It will establish the nation's first state legislative study commission on bullying to examine ways to remedy bullying in public and subsidized housing. Halberstadt is quoted as saying, it's hard to find words to express it. It's a very exciting and humbling and rewarding experience all at once. Halberstadt formed the Stop Bullying Coalition after he moved into public housing and faced relentless threats and intimidation from longtime residents. Management told him there was nothing to be done. Now the commission, comprised of 19 members, including leaders of the House and Senate, representatives of state agencies, and members to be appointed by Baker to represent the interests of managers and residents, will work on a report to present by the end of 2017. Leah Dearborn writes on itemlive.com, the cement is almost ready to pour on Essex Landing in Saugus. A pair of peer reviews of the project by BMA Architectural Group and Davis Square Architects, Inc., was produced at Thursday's planning board meeting as one of the final steps in the process of breaking ground on the site. The $120 million development will include 250 one-bedroom apartments in four buildings, two hotels, ground floor retail, and garage parking in seven buildings. The partners, Michael Touchette and Michael Barsamian, bought a vacant 11-acre site next to the Route 1 miniature golf site in 2013 for $1.4 million, and they plan to close soon on the two-acre golf parcel. The entertainment center is expected to close later this year. That's Checkin' News. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.